Hello everyone, we are reading selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of being in joy. You can find the study material and the Arvut system under the button study material, and also on our websites you can send your questions in through the system and selected questions will be asked here.
Joy is a very special state where a person is satisfied with his situation or with whatever he sees outside of himself. However, this testifies to the fact that he's justifying the creation, maybe justifying the Creator, depending on what state he's in. It's relative to him. Joy, nevertheless, is a sign of fulfillment of one's deficiencies. And it doesn't have to necessarily be corporeal fulfillment. It can be a spiritual fulfillment. Maybe one is actually not filled in whatever his vessels want. But above these vessels, he has a different demand for a different kind of fulfillment. And then he is in joy that he is empty of his of the ordinary feelings, and joy in that he has feelings in his passions, his desires, and his thoughts. Meaning, joy is nevertheless an indication of a good state. That this is what a person determines to himself. And therefore, we need to scrutinize these discernments of joy. When and how do they come? How do we reach joy? How can we navigate it, check it, scrutinize it? Where is it from and why and what form of joy should we reach? And can we use joy as some kind of measurement? As it says here, that joy is the result of good deeds, or a reflection of good deeds, and also of what about the wicked ones, one who does bad deeds, he has no joy? So apparently we need to have further scrutinies of what does it mean, good deeds and bad deeds, so that one can be happy both with these and with those. So we will see that. Nevertheless, this scrutiny of joy, and that, as it says, the purpose of creation should be that you should always be happy, it's nevertheless worthwhile for us to scrutinize it. So let us engage in this for at least one lesson. So, please.
Excerpt number one from Zohar for All. Divinity is present only in a whole place, and not in a deficient place, or a flawed place, or a place of sadness, but in a proper place, a place of joy.
Yes, look what the Zohar says. The Shekhinah is present only in a whole place, meaning there is a connection between the place being whole and the joy that is it being revealed in it, and not in a deficient place. Their joy cannot be revealed. Maybe the place itself is missing, but the situation itself, with respect to that person who is discovering that state, maybe it is considered whole, so it's not in a flawed place or in a place of sadness, but in a proper place. What is a proper, a correct place? A place of joy. That is, when are we happy? Joy should be the result of a person reaching a state where he respects that state, where he wanted that state, where he feels in that state some relief, some goal, the attainment of the goal, and possibly that state, if you see it from the side, would be a state that is not so clear to others that it is actually whole, correct, good, but with respect to the person himself, this is what he wanted, and for him, this is considered a whole state. Hebrew 10.
What is the definition of joy for a Kabbalist?
Joy is when one yearns for a certain state and he regrets that he hasn't achieved it yet, and what is holding him on the path is nevertheless faith that he will attain it with the Creator's help. He will attain the desirable state, and the desirable state is a state of bestowal, of love, of connection and devotion. And when he reaches that state, then he becomes filled with the fulfillment, the light that dwells out of his identification with the Creator. And that feeling, besides the fact that it is a feeling in whatever he wants to achieve, it is also accompanied by a feeling called joy, which is also an addition of light from above. However, this already reaches as a light of adhesion, of connection, according to the deficiency. There are many lights and many vessels with respect to those lights. So there is a vessel that is expecting a fulfillment, a feeling of joy, and there is a specific light that fills that vessel, and that it is called a light of joy.
So you can say that joy is a combination of anticipation of something higher and the fulfillment?
Yes, of course. Joy comes out of the fact that we had frustrations, all kinds of deficiencies, and we corrected it, we filled it. We earned it through possibly a great and prolonged exertion, and now we have the feeling.
Thank you, Rav. We're happy.
Good. Chaver.
Thank you, Rav.
Thank you, Rav. What is it about joy that we so yearn for it? What is this force?
Joy is a result of a good deed. We're talking about us, not about criminals or something. So, joy is a result of a good deed that has reached its end, its conclusion, and therefore the light that expands in it brings the vessel a feeling of joy. Besides the feeling, it gives a feeling that you have finally attained something which is beyond that desire that was filled. It is some kind of an addition to the state, the ordinary state of vessel and light. When some addition is revealed to your rendezvous with the light, and this specifically is the joy.
Ita free.
E abbiamo avuto tre settimane un po' difficili per parecchie distrazioni, parecchie cose. E la domanda, la prima domanda è questa.
We had three tough weeks because of a lot of distractions.
Questo abbiamo acquistato in queste settimane, no? A view.
Is this the force of the desire or the weakness? I thought that's what we acquired.
We and everyone are always in the process of correction. And the process of correction includes ascents and descents, as it says, and there was evening and there was morning, day one. It's always like this. So we need to get used to it already. that our situations change in such a way. That's on one hand. On the other hand, we should also get used to a state where
it
doesn't only change, but also that we can reach such relations between us that the states will change in all of them, but because each one helps his friend, we have a connection between us, so we can reach a state where the day and the night, states of descent and states of ascent, through the connection between us, they will come to a certain constant state.
L'altra domanda, Rav, era se la viud favorisce la gioia.
Another question, does the coarseness bring joy?
The coarseness doesn't bring anything. It's unrelated to joy or to anything. Joy is a result of the fact that the vessel has attained what it wants, what seems to it as whole. Earlier it was lacking it, and now it has become filled. Coarseness is just a single element in the vessel that also indicates a lack, that feeling of coarseness. All right, we'll continue, Michael.
Excerpt number 2. Joy is a reflection of good deeds. If the deeds are of Kedusha, holiness, then joy appears. However, we must know that there is also a discernment of a klipa, a shell. In order to know if it is Kedusha, the scrutiny is in the reason. In Kedusha, there is reason, and in the Sitra Acha, there is no reason, since another god is sterile and does not bear fruit. Hence, when gladness comes to a person, he should delve in words of Torah in order to discover the mind of the Torah.
Again,
number 2. Joy is a reflection of good deeds. If the deeds are of Kedusha, holiness, then joy appears. However, we must know that there is also a discernment of klipa, shell. In order to know if it is kedusha, holiness, the scrutiny is in reason. In kedusha there is reason, and in the sitra acha, the other side, there is no reason, since another god is sterile and does not bear fruit. Hence, when gladness comes to a person, he should delve in words of Torah in order to discover the mind of Torah.
Very important, this summary, this bottom line, that when a person has joy, gladness, he should take some things that earlier he did not understand. He felt that he doesn't understand what it says, and he very much wanted to know, but wasn't able to get into the depth of the text. And now, when he feels joy and uplifted spirit, it is actually worthwhile, with patience and with this new attitude, that now he has a feeling of confidence and joy and a good attitude to contemplate those same things, and he will see in them greater depth and understanding. Yes.
Hala, Michael.
Next, Michael.
Excerpt number 3. We must know that gladness is discerned as upper illumination that appears by man, which is good deeds. And the Creator sentences one where he is. In other words, if one takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven for eternity, there is an immediate upper illumination on this, which is considered eternity too. Even if one evidently sees that he will soon fall from his degree, he still sentences one where one is. It means that if a person has now made up his mind to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven for eternity, it is considered wholeness. Again, we must know that gladness is discerned as upper illumination that appears by man, which is good deeds. And the Creator sentences one where one is. In other words, if one takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven for eternity, there is an immediate upper illumination on this, which is considered eternity too. And even if one evidently sees that he will soon fall from his degree, he still sentences one where one is. It means that if a person has now made up his mind to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven for eternity, it is considered wholeness.
Well, I don't see that many questions. Oh, pity 31.
He says, if a person takes upon himself the burden of heaven, it is considered eternity. Does it mean that he feels joy for eternity?
Yes, of course. This is desirable. Here, that the joy is, joy is seemingly a feeling. You can relate it, associate it with each and every state. So here, we're talking about joy, which is a result of a certain state, not a thousand and one different things, but a particular state, the achievement of wholeness, the achievement of connection.
So what he writes here is that in any given moment you can be happy if you take upon yourself the burden of the kingdom of heaven.
If you're connected with the Creator and you're constantly yearning for Him, and all of the states that come to you, you truly swallow them up inside so that upon them you can be with greater connection and joy and greater inclination towards the Creator, then you reach that state where you are, as it says, you shall always be happy. You're always in joy.
You previously described joy as a result of a good deed that reached conclusion. That's how you described it.
That's an element, a small particular element of when do we usually feel joy. But if I am in a process, inside the group, inside the world, inside this process that the Creator has determined from here till the end of correction, then I need to feel myself in states where I'm constantly in increasing joy. And it doesn't matter to me if it's ascent or descent, I am always going, stepping forward on the path, left or right, but it's forward towards the end of correction, towards adhesion with the Creator. And in whatever degrees I'm in, if this is how I look at my path, that I'm getting closer to Him, then I become filled with joy.
Now, relative to the friends, I have to show, demonstrate joy even if I'm not happy?
Yes, this is a must, because by this, you are elevating the level of the group. You're bringing the group a feeling of confidence. By this, you're holding them. Each one should hold the others. As it says, each one shall help his friend in what? In that you show them how much you have confidence and joy. Joy is the result of good deeds. That is, that you are aiming yourself correctly towards the attainment of the goal, and then it shines to you. From the goal, there's a special illumination that shines to you that is called joy. It is a part of the wholeness that we wish to attain. Okay. Holland.
Yes, good morning, everyone. Thank you, Rav. In the excerpt, it states that it is an upper illumination that appears by Mann. Is this then actually the measurement which you spoke about in the introduction of the lesson, that this is actually the measurement of true joy?
If Charlagit
says so, yes.
So,
Itavan.
Oh.
Buongiorno, Rab. La completezza.
Hello, Rab.
Quando ci sentiamo in una condizione di
wholeness. The wholeness comes when we are in a state of commitment towards the Creator.
We will scrutinize this. I can't answer this right now. Truly. An obligation or a commitment towards the Creator. This we need to, well, joy is revealed not when we operate out of some lack, but out of a good attitude. More so, it's more out of love. Unity one.
Tell us, please, what is joy and good deeds when we yearn to reach connection in the ten?
In our
yearning towards the ten, we need to reach a state where, according to our efforts, we will receive a special illumination from above, from the Creator. That is joy. Joy is not revealed because we want to be in joy. Joy is a kind of a reception or absorption of the reforming light, receiving an upper illumination that is influencing us from above. This is actually the joy. And we need to try to always connect between us, to behave between us and towards the Creator, towards the goal, in such a way that we will catch this wave, we will receive this wave that is coming to us from our goal, that fills us with this feeling of joy. It is some kind of a yearning to have this special fulfillment that indicates how connected I am with the Creator, how connected I am with the friends, and how much we are all connected to the goal, and how much we are all yearning to be between us, that is, joy. Well, there are many discernments which we don't have for the time being. It's like a little baby, he doesn't have so many discernments. It's just bad or good. But later on, we will distinguish in it thousands and thousands of flavors. And then we will see what precisely is joy. From which incidents, from which states it can come. How many questions we have suddenly? Well, let's start with Czechoslovakia.
Dear Raf, is there the perfection in accepting fully of there's no one but him?
That's a different question. Is there wholeness in receiving there is none else besides him? Yes. There is none else besides him actually includes everything. That there is a single Creator and he determines and he feels and he exists in connection with you and you belong to him. This fills up all of one's vessels. However, here we're not talking about this, we're talking about the manner of the reception of the connection with the Creator, which is called joy.
Beseder.
Kiev 2. Kiev 2.
У меня есть, у меня нету ни радости, ни уверенности.
I'm lacking joy. I'm lacking confidence. And in the work in the 10, perhaps not a big problem. You can advance in overcoming and act for the friends. But the problem is that I can't disseminate like that. This has been going on for 5 months. In the past, I had confidence, I was able to disseminate somehow. Now it's completely disappeared.
This is not a problem. We don't need to scrutinize the details of your individual states right now, so don't ask in a lesson in such a way. You can ask about this, but not in a lesson. You can turn to Old World Kli and ask there, and you'll get an answer. However, we are talking about the state of joy which we need to detect, to locate, to invite, to cultivate within us, to develop in us. And this is how we should constantly be concerned that all of our path, all of our states will be in joy. Now, can I be in joy when I'm in a fall, disconnected in darkness? Why not? Why not? I can be in darkness and disconnected, and along with that, to be in joy. If I get this illumination from above, so that these states are states that are to my benefit, they are actually promoting me towards the feeling of the Creator, helping me to detect the correct, true, high spiritual state, and so joy doesn't pertain specifically to the state that I'm in, precisely. I always give this example of the surgery where I so much wanted to undergo this surgery, and at the same time I felt this joy that maybe today they'll do it, maybe tomorrow they'll do it. One has nothing to do with the other. Joy is a special illumination that comes out of the importance, out of the importance of the action or the importance of the goal.
Beseder.
Okay.
Kita 4.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Buongiorno.
Hello, Rav.
La gioia. La felicità è il risultato del fatto.
Joy, the gladness, is it the result of the fact that we have a desire, a deficiency to reach adhesion with the Creator?
Repeat, please.
La gioia, la felicità.
Is joy and gladness the result of the fact that we have a desire and deficiency for reaching adhesion with the Creator?
It might be that as well. However, we need to distinguish between all kinds of different cases, events of joy. Joy that is the opposite of spirituality, but rather joy should be for us as an examination. It's the inner state of a person who feels where he is, what state he's in. So we should constantly be in joy all the time. This is considered that you are connected to the purpose of creation, you're connected to the Creator, you're on the path, connected with the group. You are in some light of faith, you're not letting go of the path. All of these things, when they all connect together, they bring you the righteousness of the path. They bring you the feeling of joy. And to the contrary, if you're not happy, it is a sign that the klipa, the shell, is eating you up. And you need to get out of it as quickly as possible. Concern, that is something else. But it's not, it should not be sadness. That is, we should always try to be in joy. It's not that you should be exploding with laughter. No, but rather joy is some special illumination that you get as a result of the inner correction of your vessels, in that you know how to arrange them correctly towards the goal. So maybe now we're just in the beginning of the path, and maybe we don't understand it, we don't feel it. However, we have joy because we are like people who got lost in a forest. We were wandering in a forest, and now we found a trail, and this trail for sure will bring us out to a place of inhabitants, and so then we feel joy. From that moment on, we already advance in such a way.
Доброе утро. Вот. Подскажите, можно ли запутаться вообще в радостях? Я вижу, товарищ,
good morning, Rav. Can we be confused with different kinds of joy? I see the friends in the lesson. I'm happy. I'm glad. How to go from regular gladness to a spiritual one?
Well, we have many kinds of joy. It depends on which in which vessels a person wants to feel this fulfillment. If I want to feel the fulfillment in the Creator's vessels, that is, in vessels of bestowal, in vessels of love, then accordingly, I can say that my joy is the right joy. It's joy as a result of good deeds.
Вообще вопрос. Я вначале создаю радость, а потом там раскрываю.
Another question.
Или я раскрываю.
Am I generating this joy in the beginning, and there the divinity is revealed? Or first I reveal gladness, and then?
We didn't talk about it. You're right, but we need to scrutinize it. Please, Michael.
Excerpt number 4. A person must be glad that at least he has a need for spirituality, whereas the rest of the people have no interest in spirituality whatsoever. When a person appreciates this, although it is not important to him, he does appreciate it and tries to thank the Creator for this. This causes him to acquire importance for it, for spirituality. And from this, a person can be happy. And by this, a person can be rewarded with vikut. Since, as Baal Sulam said, the blessed clings to the blessed. In other words, when a person is happy and gives thanks to the Creator, he feels the Creator has blessed him by giving him a little something of Kedusha. Then the blessed clings to the blessed. Through this wholeness, one can achieve real Dvekut. We'll read it again. A person must be glad that at least he has a need for spirituality, whereas the rest of the people have no interest in spirituality whatsoever.
And
when a person appreciates this, although it is not important to him, he does appreciate it and tries to give thanks to the Creator for this. Then this causes him to acquire importance for spirituality. And from this, a person can be happy. And by this, a person can be rewarded with dvekut. Since, as Baal Sulam said, the blessed clings to the blessed. In other words, when a person is happy and thanks the Creator, he feels that the Creator has blessed him by giving him a little something of Kedusha. Then the blessed clings to the blessed. And through this wholeness, one can achieve real Dvekut.
Rehovot.
Thank you, Rav. What is the connection between laughter and joy, this Kabbalistic joy?
Sir, I respect you very much and a few others like you from my students, but I'm asking you, your questions should be related to what we are reading. And it cannot be that there's one thing in the excerpt that we're reading, and you're asking about something else. What did we read right now, and what are you asking about that? This is what we need. You are deflecting all of the students following your desire into some direction that you want. That's not good. That is not good. And now we even forgot what we read, and we cannot scrutinize it. So, please ask according to what it says. This is why I look very suspiciously at people who constantly have the question mark on. That is, they have something in their head and they're concerned about it. Okay, so you're concerned about it, I understand. But why do you want to come and pour your question on everyone, pour your problems on everyone, and so that we will engage in that? We want to engage in what is right for us, and this is what we want to understand. So please think before you ask, so that your questions will truly be questions about what we are discussing right now. Okay.
PT19.
Good morning, Rav, friends. A question from the excerpt. How can joy be in a place where there is a deficiency for spirituality? There's deficiency, something is lacking. So to come from that place to adhesion, how can joy even exist there?
We learn that we lack nothing besides the vessel, besides the deficiency. And if I feel that I lack the deficiency for spirituality, or that I have a deficiency for spirituality, however it is aimed towards spirituality, already I feel joy out of that. But that joy also has two manners, that I feel that I have a deficiency for spirituality, and I'm in this deficiency, and then I work with this deficiency. This deficiency in itself can be fulfillment for me, and it in itself can give me joy. What am I lacking? I lack spirituality. The most important thing that can be in the world. And this is why it brings me joy.
PT18.
Why is it that when there is love, the Creator is happy?
The Creator is happy when there is love between people and love between them and the Creator, because this is His quality, this is His nature. Because love is a sign of the complete connection. Moscow 7.
Доброе утро, Раф. Как правильно переводить
насчет
Творца, что Творец радуется?
How to correctly translate the joy of the Creator, that He's happy?
Well, this is certainly related to the condition that the Torah speaks in the style and the words of people. We don't know the emotions that exist in the upper force, in the complete system, or in general, the Creator. We don't know. There are a few degrees by which we describe the upper force, that he is the upper of the upper, he doesn't belong to us at all, doesn't relate to us. Then there is another degree, or let's say a few additional degrees, and then the degree which is closest to us is called Boe, Creator. Bo'u'e, come and see. This is what we can attain from it, from him. We get all of our life and the influence that comes to us. This is considered Bo'u'e, come and see. So this is what we are engaging in, and we are not engaging in more than that. We can't know what will happen later beyond the end of correction or all kinds of things. That I don't understand. And also they don't write about it. There are a few hints, but with these two, it's very difficult to understand what degrees this is about. Our connection with the upper force, the one that is related to us, is the one who created the deficiency, and through the deficiency we can discover him. So it's through the revelation of the deficiency and revelation of the fulfillment, revelation of the deficiency and revelation of the fulfillment. In such a gradual manner we can attain him. And this only pertains to the upper force, which is the closest to us, that we call Boe, Creator, with respect to us, because he is our Creator. Boe, come and see. We can come and see him, and he creates us. So those relations, we can discover them with the upper force, who is on the degree that is adjacent to us. That's it. And above that, it is impossible to talk. Turkey free.
Morning, question from the Sun. What should we do to increase our need for joy when we connect?
Well,
this it says, each one shall help his friend. It's through envy, lust, and honor. It's by mutual help. That we can stimulate each and every one, we can warm up each and every one so as to be more and more connected to the attainment of the goal. We need to talk a bit more also about our life, because we are in the life of the last generation. This means that the whole of humanity, the whole world is in a collapse, and it will continue for a long time until we will find that golden path, the middle line in how to relate to nature, to ourselves, and to the Creator in a complete form as one. Then it will all work out and we will reach calmness. But for the time being, we're in a state where we're trying to extract as much as we can out of the world. And nature is beginning to arrange us according to its plan. It's teaching us that it's not going to work the way that we want it. And here, now, we are in a state which is like a stubborn child, where the parents are telling him, you need to do this and that, and he's crying out and bursting, and he doesn't want to, and he wants to do whatever he wants. This is how humanity is now in relation to the Creator. Of course, it's not going to help us. We will have to accept the Creator's authority, his laws, and we'll have to determine all of these things in our new relations, Gradually it will happen through pressures from above. We will have to accept it and to apply it, to implement it. All in all, the Creator wants us to have such corrected relations between us that He will be able to be revealed in these relations according to His equivalence with us. And then it will be that Israel, the Light, and the Creator is one, that we, all of us, with the whole world and with the Creator, will truly be in a single system that is revealed, whole, eternal, and then the true joy will be revealed. Okay.
Safon
1.
בוקר טוב, רב, שאלה של הבן שלי מנקודה
של morning. A question from my son from the point in the heart. What is the fastest way to reach joy from every state that's revealed? To reach joy, gladness from any state that's revealed, the best thing is to start to bestow. Start bestowing to others even when you don't want to bestow, and you will see how quickly you will begin to feel good, because when you begin to bestow, your attitude towards the other will be similar to the attitude of the Creator to the created beings, and then you'll begin to feel also part of His state, the Creator's. And that's how you reach the good feeling.
Holland.
Morning, Raf. Morning, friends. I'd like to ask a question about the connection between prayer and joy. If we pray together as a ten, is it considered a good deed?
When you pray together in a ten, it's certainly a good deed. It's just that you need to check how to extract the maximum benefit out of this good deed. But this is the best possible state. If you can connect in the ten and agree to give prayer to the Creator, the upper force, for wanting to receive the force of bestowal, part of His nature, meaning this is the meaning of Him clothing in us. And as a result of Him clothing in us, we would like to be in this good, beautiful connection of feeling of connection between us, so the connection between us will grow to such an extent that we become a place where the Creator can be revealed by Himself there and enjoy us, to be delighted from us, then of course, let's go. Perfect. Okay, PT 35.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you very much. Good morning to the world, Kli. What is joy which is in the correct, the proper place?
When the correct place means in the right vessel is the vessel of bestowal, and the joy that is the light that is revealed in the vessel of bestowal as a result of bestowal.
So, joy in the right state, I can describe it to each and every state that I'm in, that the Creator lets me be in that state?
No, we're talking about joy of the righteous, not the joy of the wicked. The joy of the righteous meaning that you are doing a good deed, and because you are feeling that you've caused a good deed, you brought on a good deed, you get a joy as a result. As it says, joy, gladness is a result of good deeds. It's a result of bestowal.
PT 6. Rav, you told us once that Rabash respected such places like a football stadium because it brings joy to people. Why? I mean, seemingly it's not related to spirituality, and nevertheless, he respected such places.
It's a respected place because people are happy in it. He didn't relate to the fact that there's money there and other horrors, drugs and players are getting bought and sold. He's addressing a simple thing, one aspect of it. People come in order to feel joy. They don't want to harm another. They come to enjoy. This joy comes to them from the Creator. Joy from an act whereby they wish to simply enjoy together. So consequently, you can respect this place where people connect and producing a feeling of gladness. There's a difference between watching a soccer game or a football game at home, lying on a couch and watching it, and being there and around the soccer field or football field. There you get ignited by thousands of people around you and you have a feeling of connection with them. And it works, it passes from one to another very strongly, and you don't know yourself. If you look at yourself from the side, like, what's up with you? You wouldn't know yourself. What's happening to me? It happens because the environment influences you. So the influence, the positive influence of the environment on a person, even on a corporeal level, on a beastly level, not as a result of some transgression, but from the connection itself, is good. That's why Rabbi said that I respect this place that gives joy to so many people. Although he had nothing to do with soccer and didn't understand what it was. You understand?
Piti Hamesh.
Yesterday, before the preparation to sleep, we read this excerpt in the Ten a few times. In this excerpt, you can feel very much the gap between where do I want to be and where I am. That both of these have to live in us. Now you gave us a very important tip and advice. If you want to reach it quickly, you should be in this stall. Let's say that I'm one of the friends in the world clear and I want to be in this stall. So I have two addresses, let's say in general, bold world clear. I can send to the whole society or I can send to the 10 or maybe I can do something with the 10. What is the practical advice to such a friend?
I didn't understand the essence of the question.
How do I bestow in order to reach as quickly as possible being in joy?
I don't know if the question is correct, because your purpose is to be in joy. Meaning, the purpose is seemingly in you. The purpose, the goal has to be outside of you, in the Creator or in the other. Let's say, as you speak about it, so what does that have to do with emailing something? I didn't...
I'm thinking about what can I do? I can do inner work, which is always correct, to work on the intention, first of all. But beyond this, I can add an action. So the question regarding the action is, should I direct this to the 10? Yesterday we discussed in the 10 whether can we in a 10 do some action where the team operates as a team, for example, towards dissemination. That's one kind. but it's something that is burning. We want to reach there, but we don't know what is the right action that we can go out with.
I don't understand this this roundabout question. I know one thing. You can connect between you somehow. When you connect, find the center, a certain center of the connection. From this feeling of the center of the connection, relate to the Creator. He is the first, He is the last. He brought you to this state, and from this state, He now receives something in return from you, and that this connection of I am first and I am last will pass through you. The Creator is giving us the state, we've processed it correctly, we've connected between us, and we turn back to Him. So He is the first, He is the last, and we're in the middle between these two discernments of first and last. And that's what we have to do.
Internet.
Rav, a student from Tel Aviv is asking, we learned a big topic recently, working and overcoming, working by coercion. The question is, can a person be in joy when he is working in coercion? What does the joy come in such work?
Coercion, we need to be in coercion, as it says, they coerce him until he says, I want it. But in the beginning of the work, we always have to be in coercion in each and every discernment. In the first discernment, we always work against that. And we have to coerce ourselves, bend ourselves towards it, until we reach a state where we agree. And we desire it first by coercion and then by desire, and that's how we work. And that's the correction. The correction is always in the scrutiny and the preparation, which go against the desire. And later, in the second half, let's say, is in the desire. That's how the work is.
Haifa 3.
This is our war, Haifa 3.
Good morning, Rav. The friend who wanted to ask disconnected a mistake, he just connected again. Hi. Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. The question is the following. What is the difference between the joy of a Kabbalist and the joy of a religious person where they all jump up and down, they're happy?
I don't know. I don't know what is a religious person, and that's why I don't want to compare anyone to him. Not secular or righteous or Kabbalists or philosophers. I don't know. And I also don't want you to ask me about it.
Latin 8.
Rab, buenas noches. Una pregunta, espero que la pregunta.
Good evening. I hope that the question will be a worthy one.
De ánimo que debe estar presente siempre en el trabajo.
Joy is a state that should always be present in our work, or is it a result of working for the sake of joy? And if so, isn't that joy in the will to receive?
Joy has to be when I rise above the will to receive. I am in bestowal, in faith above reason, in vessels of bestowal, by connecting to others, and when I'm able to fill their vessels. Joy is, how should I put it? Joy is a constant state that we have to be in. It's a constant state. where if I'm in joy, a kind of joy that I constantly check and update and clarify and refine more and more, it's connected to the Creator, to the creation and the purpose and all of reality and all of humanity, to the extent that I maintain all these connections and I'm in joy, all the better.
Holland.
Yeah, Rav, about practical implementation, would you say that feeling joy and elation after the morning lesson, is this a good measurement of joy?
Kent, Gamken.
Yes, also.
Okay.
True.
Is it correct that this joy and elation, because it comes when you are with the friends and you make together the summary of the lesson, that it can ignite a deficiency to want to bestow?
Ken? Gam nachon.
Yes, also true.
So, is it then a huge opportunity for us to use this deficiency specifically to pray, to use it as a common deficiency as one man and one heart?
Gam nachon. Ken?
Also true, yeah. Almatavan.
Almata.
Спасибо, учитель. Раф, а когда есть радость наверху,
teacher,
есть радость внизу.
The moment there is joy up above and there is joy down below, what is the true joy in the lower one? Should be happy for himself or happy because there is a possibility to, or for the lower one below him, or for the possibility to bestow to the lower one?
The foundation of all our joy and gladness is in having a great upper force, very close to us, like our father and a mother, all of it together. And this force constantly cares for us and greatly loves us. And this gives us a feeling of joy. Later, when we're able to connect to it and come close to it and adhere to it even more in actions of bestowal, meaning to be bestowers like Him, and we want to receive nothing for ourselves, bestow in order to bestow. Later, even to receive in order to bestow, to resemble Him as much as we can, and we want to relate ourselves to Him, that whatever He does, we wish to do as well. We want to be incorporated in Him, and in this way to try and do actions together with Him. And here is the question: on what level? In the beginning, we only annul ourselves and we wish for Him to do all the actions. And later, we wish to participate in His actions to some extent. And gradually, we're coming outside of Him and we begin to perform actions like Him, similar to Him, and we begin to feel in that that the Creator is giving us all the reins of creation to manage it gradually, and we become learned and wise, and we are able to do everything in place of the Creator. And that's how we come to our end of correction. Where? From level zero up to the level where we discover our bad qualities and corresponding to them, we can turn them to good qualities that resemble the Creator. And in this way we shape ourselves to be like the Creator, and this is called Adam. And what's happening after that, I can't say exactly, I can't tell, because there are additional stages that will be revealed in due time. But this is already our goal, it's our end of correction, to resemble the Creator in all His actions and to seemingly take His place.
We are in excerpt number 5. Those people who want to work in order to be still. If there is always a state of whiteness, the whiteness does not allow one to continue in the work. This is because white it shines, one is able to work even in the form of reception for oneself. Hence, one will never be able to know if his work is in purity or not. And this causes him to never be able to be awarded dvekut, adhesion with the Creator. For this reason, he is given from above a form of blackness. And then he sees if his work is in purity. This means that if one can be in gladness in a state of blackness too, it is a sign that his work is in purity, since one must be glad and believe that from above he was given an opportunity to be able to work in order to bestow.
Shuv
keta chamesh. Again, excerpt 5, those people who want to work in order to bestow. If there is always a state of whiteness, the whiteness does not allow one to continue in the work. This is because while it shines, one is able to work even in the form of reception for oneself. Hence, one will never be able to know if his work is in purity or not. And this causes him to never be able to be awarded dvekut with the Creator. For this reason, he is given from above a form of blackness. And then he sees if his work is in purity. This means that if one can be in gladness in a state of blackness too, it is a sign that his work is in purity, since one must be glad and believe that from above he was given an opportunity to be able to work in order to bestow.
Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. In this world, we have joy, we have sadness as in opposite to it. If I understand correctly, the joy in spirituality doesn't have this opposition, this opposite of sadness. Is that correct?
Correct. Joy in spirituality is a result of an act of bestowal.
And it exists on its own. It doesn't have any, there's no opposition at that stage, just pure joy.
No, but you're placing it on top of all the problems and failures on the way to performing the bestowal, the good deed. That's why you now have something else, something different.
So I'm going on the left and on the right, and then I discover something which be beyond the two of them, something like that?
Yes.
What is the difference between the state of whiteness and the state where he is in whiteness or blackness but still feeling joy about it?
It's all relative to a person. It's not like these qualities exist in and of themselves. Rather, it awakens in a person according to the state, the reshimo, in which he is.
Yes, but the whiteness, it sounds also as though it shines to him and he feels good, but in the state of joy, he also feels good. So what is the difference between the two?
No, whiteness is the state and joy is the feeling. It can be whiteness and joy.
So what is the difference? If it is the state of whiteness, what does it mean that I feel, so I feel whiteness? What does it mean that whiteness is a state and joy is the feeling?
Because you have the state and you have the goal. It's possible you haven't reached it, even though you're feeling whiteness, you haven't reached your desired goal. So you get perhaps partial joy, but not complete joy, and it's not what you're after.
And the blackness, joy upon the blackness, it's closer to the goal?
Yes, of course. Because joy is always a result of one state over another state. As created beings, this is our only way of feeling anything, one relative to the other. I think that we need to... We were number five.
We read five.
Let's read six and go to Tess.
Exit number six. I rejoice in those revealed corruptions and the ones that are being revealed. I do, however, regret and complain about the corruptions that have not still appeared, but which are destined to appear. For hidden corruption is hopeless, and its surfacing is a great revelation from heaven. The rule is that one does not give what he does not have. Hence, if it has appeared now, there is no doubt that it was here to begin with, but was hidden. This is why I'm happy when they come out of their holes, because when you cast your eye on them, they become a pile of bones.
Mm-hmm.
Again? Should I read it again? Okay, excerpt 6. I rejoice in those revealed corruptions and the ones that are being revealed. I do, however, regret and complain about the corruptions that have still not appeared, but which are destined to appear. For a hidden corruption is hopeless, and its surfacing is a great salvation from heaven. The rule is that one does not give what he does not have. Hence, if it has appeared now, there is no doubt that it was here to begin with, but was hidden. This is why I am happy when they come out of their holes, because when you cast your eye on them, they become a pile of bones.
Yeah, no problem. We can completely annul them until they become a pile of bones. All depends on a man's attitude towards them. If he turns to it through the group, there's no problem. He can manage it in any direction. But these bones also have to be there. These bones will later be resurrected in the end of correction. And everything will be corrected, including those negative things that we disqualified. Okay, let's go to a song and to Tess.
To your heart is sealed off by a stone, and there's no chance for love to get in. You feel so far away, separated from him all the time, still you're trying to live. But the moment has come to demand what you need to return and move up step by step. Then the lock on your heart suddenly breaks apart from the darkness, the light shining in. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention we will send to him the prayer of many from us below. Your heart is sealed off by a stone, and there's no chance for love to get in. feel so far away, separated from him all the time. Still you're trying to live, but the moment has come to demand what you need to return and move up step by step. Then the lock on your heart suddenly breaks apart from the darkness, the light shining in. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention we will send to him the prayer a man we promised below. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention we will send to him the prayer a man we promised below.